following is a NoobieDM.com minicast. And welcome to another edition of the NoobieDM.com minicast. Today I am joined by Editor-in-Chief of Kobold Quarterly, Wolfgang Bauer, who will be taking a voicemail here with me. Wolfgang, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for coming on the show. What do you say we go straight to the voicemail?
Sure, let's hit it.
Howdy, NoobieDM. My name is Chase, also known as the Dragon Sword on Twitter. I have a question. I recently started up a 4.0 campaign about, 6 months ago or so, and we've been meeting on and off, and it's been going pretty well so far for, you know, my first campaign. The problem is that one of the people in my campaign doesn't really seem to like to role play as much as just kind of screw around. Do you have any suggestions to try and get somebody who isn't really a strong role player really involved in their character and in character building? All right, have a great day, and good luck with the podcast.
All right, Wolfgang, so he's got problems encouraging role-playing at his party. What do you say?
Well, I say two things. One is, he's never going to be your strongest role-player. Some people aren't as into it. He might be into the tactics. He might be into, you know, getting a laugh, rolling some dice. That's okay. Not everybody's going to be right deep into their character. But the second thing I say is, you know, if you want him to be a little deeper into his character, there's a couple of things you can do. One is always going to work, but it may not be your style, and that would be bribery. If you start handing out some experience points to some other character for good roleplay, he might say, I want me some of that. And he might say, okay, I'll play along. And, you know, he might find that he likes it for certain types of characters. Or at least he likes the experience points and he's willing to be a sport. Now, bribery won't work for everyone. Some people are just shy, or they're goofballs, or, you know, they're just interested in something else. You could lead by example. Sort of pick up the opportunity at some point when his character is right in somebody's face for you as the dungeon master to go into character and say, whatever, here's your line, right? Call yourself a hero. I'm going to take you down. It doesn't have to be Shakespeare, but it has to be sort of a question or a challenge or something for him to say, get into character even briefly, and throw it back in your face. And so maybe that's not the world's most sophisticated role play, but if you do that a little bit in combat or other parts of the game that he likes, maybe you can slowly drag him into a wider range of character and kind of get his toes wet. The other thing you might want to consider is if he really doesn't like the role play, maybe you just play minis games with this guy. I mean, it depends on how bad the problem is. I've always had groups that are really mixed, but, you know, when I was working at Wizards of the Coast or TSR, I was surrounded by a lot of really high ace role players. And I know that the reality isn't always like that. You go to a convention and sometimes it's a mixed bag. I enjoy convention games where there's some people who are heavy role players because it means there's people focused on different parts of the game. And that's good. You don't want somebody just carrying off with their theater major thing and nobody watching out for the tactics. So as long as he's bringing something to the group, I say try and draw him out a little bit with some bribery. Draw him out a little by getting into character yourself and see how far it gets you.
I would have to agree with that. I think what I do in my group, and we have a pretty good bunch of role players, but when we first started out, I think what I was doing was find that player who's a little weak in the role playing and try to encourage his character to be part of the story. And that's an opportunity for you as a DM to sort of ham it up and create NPCs that are compelling and encourage the guy to interact with them. You know what I mean? You bring out these NPCs that make it interesting for him to deal with as a character. And I found that was a good way of encouraging role-playing in my party. And that seemed to work for me, and what you're suggesting is, you know, it's great advice, obviously. So I hope this helped the caller. I hope we answered your question. And I want to thank you, Wolfgang, for coming on the minicast and joining me tonight.
Oh, happy to do it. Love the minicast. Keep it up, newbie.
And why don't you give us your web address for Kobold Quarterly out there for everybody to know?
Sure. It's really tough to remember. KoboldQuarterly.com.
There you go, KoboldQuarterly.com. Remember that. Wolfgang, thank you very much.
And before I go, I want to remind everybody to call into the NoobieDM.com voicemail at 305-349-3026. Get your questions answered on the show. That's it for now. I'll see you next time.